Okay, so infidelity. It's like everywhere, right? Movies, books, songs. I swear I overheard someone gossiping about it at the grocery store just the other day.
Right.
But like, even though it's something we supposedly see all the time, it's still this big taboo topic, shrouded in secrecy and shame.
Totally. And it brings up so many questions.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today. We're dissecting this episode of the What They Dish
Whoa,
podcast.
good one.
Right, I love their take. This one was called The Double Standard of Cheating, and they had Saint Vincent on as the guest.
Ooh, interesting. What did they have to say?
Well, buckle up, because we are going deep. And remember, folks, this isn't just some celeb gossip rag we're unpacking. These are real relationship dynamics that we're all affected by in one way or another, whether we've experienced it firsthand or not.
Absolutely, because the thing about infidelity, about cheating, is it shines a light on like the core of what we believe about trust and commitment.
Yes. Okay, so to kick things off, can we just acknowledge the elephant in the room, the double
Oh
standard?
yeah, it's definitely there.
Like a guy cheats and it's boys will be boys, maybe even a she made me do it, thrown in for good measure. But let a woman even think about straying and suddenly she's public enemy number one.
It's like the rules are different depending on, well, what gender you are.
Exactly. And what they dish really lays this bare. Like they talk about how men will demand forgiveness for their actions, but when the tables are turned, forget it.
Yeah, and that hypocrisy, that fundamental unfairness, it's like, how do you even begin to build a healthy relationship on that foundation? You just can't. And it goes beyond just this kind of philosophical idea of fairness,
Yeah.
right? We're talking about real emotional damage.
Oh, 100%.
This is where St. Vincent's insights are like really valuable because they talk about how for the person who's been cheated on, it's not just anger, it's this wave of feeling inadequate, questioning their worth, anxious all the time.
The rug has been pulled out from under you, basically. Your whole reality is shattered.
Exactly. It's like your safe space, the one place where you should feel totally secure and loved, suddenly becomes a minefield of doubt. And rebuilding that trust, I mean, where do you even begin?
Seriously, and this gets at something I was thinking about. Like, have we as a society just dropped the ball on dealing with infidelity?
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like this thing that we've never really figured out how to talk about constructively, like historically, was it always a one strike and you're out kind of deal? Or are we talking about something more nuanced now? I'm not sure. What are your thoughts?
You know, that's a really interesting question. It makes me think about how, for so long, relationships, especially marriages, were seen as more like practical partnerships, right? Like more about economics and social
Less
standing.
about love and more about like merging castles and kingdoms.
Exactly. And yeah, so maybe emotional needs and all of that, it wasn't as much of a focus. But what's for sure is that in our modern understanding, emotional security, that feeling of really being seen by your partner, that's vital for a relationship to thrive. And infidelity just totally bulldozes right over that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? What really struck me from the What They Dish episode was how they emphasized that men often miss this point completely.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, they were saying how, for a lot of men, they fixate on the physical act of cheating. Like, if they can rationalize that away, then the problem
Right,
is solved,
I see
right?
what you're saying.
But what they fail to grasp, and what St. Vincent really drives home, is the emotional betrayal cuts way deeper. It's the intimacy that's been violated, the trust that's been shattered. That's the real wound. Imagine feeling emotionally invisible to the one person who's supposed to know you better than anyone else in the world.
Ouch. Yeah, that's rough. And so often it's like those cheesy couples therapy exercises where they tell you to share your deepest, darkest secret with your partner. After infidelity, those secrets, they become like landmines.
It's like you're constantly walking on eggshells, afraid of setting the other person off.
Right. You're living with this constant tension, this fear that anything you say could just blow the whole thing up again. And that's why I think St. Vincent's emphasis on open and honest communication being the very first step towards any kind of healing, it just makes so much sense.
It's like, okay, you've messed up, things are a mess, but before you can even think about moving forward, you have to clear the air, rip off the band-aid.
Exactly. It's about creating that space, that safe space where you can both just like vomit out all those raw, messy, uncomfortable emotions. And you do it without the fear of judgment, without the fear of being shut down.
Easier said than done, right? I mean, we're talking about being vulnerable with the one person who you probably feel least safe being vulnerable with at that moment.
And this is where those societal expectations, those ingrained gender roles, they really rear their ugly heads. Because for men especially, vulnerability is often seen as weakness, right? They're told to man up, bottle it up, don't cry.
So to hear St. Vincent say that vulnerability is actually a strength, man, that's huge. It's like they're handing us a whole new playbook for relationships.
Totally. Because imagine, what if instead of viewing vulnerability as something to be ashamed of, as something that makes you less of a man, we saw it as the key to unlocking deeper connection, deeper intimacy? That completely changes the game.
It does. But we can't ignore the why.
The why.
Yeah, like, why do people cheat in the first place? What drives someone to betray the trust of someone they supposedly love? What they dish dives into this a bit too, right?
They do. And this is where it gets really interesting, really complex, because it's easy to just point fingers and say, well, they're just a bad person or they're selfish. But the reality is it's usually much more complicated than that.
There's always more to the story.
Always. And one of the things that what they dish brings up, which St. Vincent also touches on, is the idea of unmet needs within the primary relationship being a potential breeding ground for infidelity.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more about that.
So it's not about justifying cheating at all, but more about understanding the context in which it happens, because sometimes there might be underlying issues within the relationship, things that aren't being addressed, needs that aren't being met. Right. So, for example, maybe there's a lack of emotional intimacy. Maybe the two partners have grown apart. Maybe their desires have changed over time. And if those needs aren't being communicated, if those issues aren't being addressed within the relationship, that's when people can be more vulnerable to seeking fulfillment elsewhere. And again, I'm not condoning cheating, but it's about understanding the complexity of the situation.
I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the blame game, right? But like you said, it's rarely that black and white. What they dish really forces us to look beyond that initial knee-jerk reaction and ask ourselves, what's actually going on beneath the surface here?
Exactly. And I think that's what makes this such an important conversation, because it pushes us to examine not only how we view infidelity, but how we view relationships as a whole.
So true. It's like they say, it takes two to tango.
And maybe sometimes it takes two to create the environment where someone feels like they need to seek something outside the relationship. And again, that's not about blaming anyone. It's about understanding those deeper dynamics at play.
Yeah, and maybe taking responsibility for our own needs and desires within the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Are we communicating effectively? Are we being honest with ourselves and our partners about what we want and need?
Which is incredibly difficult, by the way.
It is. It's way easier to just bury our heads in the sand and pretend everything's fine.
Way easier. But rarely does that lead to a happy ending, does it?
Not usually, no. And I think that brings us to like the heart of what St. Vincent and what they dish are really getting at, the importance of empathy.
Oh, 100%. Because at the end of the day, even though infidelity is often framed as this betrayal of trust, this ultimate act of selfishness, we have to remember that everyone involved is human.
And humans are messy.
So messy. And we all experience pain and betrayal differently. And having empathy, not just for our partners, but for ourselves, that's essential for navigating these situations, for healing, and for ultimately moving forward.
This wasn't just a deep dive about infidelity. It ended up being a deep dive about relationships. Period.
Mm-hmm.
About honesty, vulnerability, understanding each other's needs, and having the courage to face those difficult conversations head on.
It's like they say, relationships are a work in progress. Always.
Yeah.
It's so true. Well, on that note, I'm going to leave you with this thought. If infidelity rocks our world because it makes us question trust and commitment, what does that say about how we define and approach relationships in the first place?
Oof, that's a good one. Let's unpack that next time.
For sure. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody.